So the question was asked, should a person be pressured to light right away after sunset or after the three stars come out, or should he wait till the family gathers? So here we run into a question. In ancient times, meaning for the last millennium or more, maybe the last two millennium, celebration of Hanukkah was limited because there was a lot of persecution. The Jews couldn't put their Hanukkah candles in a place that was too public, because you had the Persian Empire, for example, where you could get killed for lighting Hanukkah candles. The Talmud says there were the Chaborim, a type of priests, that if they caught you lighting Hanukkah candles, they could kill a person. So what happened was, for the last two millennium, the mitzvah became very focused internally on the family. And then you would say, well, if you're lighting for the family, then obviously wait till the family is around, right? We've been blessed the last half a century where we can light our Hanukkah candles in a way that we really do publicize it the way it was originally intended. And here we enter a discussion among the halachic authorities. Do we stick to what we've been doing the last two millennium, or do we go back to what the rabbis originally intended for us to do, which was to publicize the miracle externally? And where do you see the difference? Now the question is, what do you do here in Jerusalem? Do you light your Hanukkah candles outside the house, so that you're showing everyone outside? Or do you light the Hanukkah candles inside the house? And there are two opinions. Meaning, if you read the Gemara plainly, so then it's very clear in the Gemara that the ideal way of lighting Hanukkah candles is outside. The mitzvah is supposed to be to publicize that your house is publicizing the miracle outside. That's the point of the mitzvah. Pirsume nisa. So in the window, you accomplish both. You do it for your house and outside. But again, the question here is, what's my stress? Do I go with what we've been doing the last two millennium, which the Talmud says is not the ideal? The Talmud says, well, if you can't, there's a danger, you're scared for your life, so don't go publicizing the candle, leave it on your table, and that's it, you can't do better. So we've had the last two millennium, most of the Jewish communities could not afford to put their Hanukkah candles outside. So it became a given that today we're doing Pirsumei Nisa for the family, and that's the way he went, and that's the way it seems Rav Avraham Shapiro and other halachic authorities. I say it's divided between the younger and the older. The older halachic authorities held and hold that our Pirsumei Nisa is primarily for the family, internal. So then they hold, don't go putting your Hanukkah candles outside. The younger ones, guys like me, read the Gemara and say, hey, wait a second. It's very clear from the Gemara that ideally it should be outside. It shouldn't be inside. So then if you don't, you can easily come to the conclusion that's what I should be doing. And if that's what I should be doing, so then I should do it at the proper time also. If my focus is internal to my family, so then I should wait for the family because that's the prime Pirsumei Nisa. If I'm saying no, my Pirsumei Nisa is for everyone outside. Chazal told me the time to do it. So then I should do it. But we still say that you should wait for the family. And there's another good reason for that, and that is that, one reason is that, okay, we'll introduce this to, I said it's going to be complicated, but okay. The Talmud says the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles is for a half hour. So the Talmud asks, what does that mean for a half hour? So one opinion says you have to have the candles capable of staying lit for a half hour. Put in enough oil, it should light for a half hour. The other opinion says you have a half hour after sunset or after the stars come out to light. And if you didn't light in that time frame, that's it, you missed it. So we don't know. We go with both opinions ideally. We say that's the time you should light. So we also say that being that our prime Pirsumei Nisa is for our family, and the whole idea of that half hour was that's the half hour people are still outside, and their days, once it got dark, for a half hour you were still doing whatever you had to do, but you didn't want to be out in the streets alone at night, so the streets were pretty barren after a half hour after dark. So we say like this. Ideally, do like the Talmud says, get it in within the first half hour. But being that the whole logic behind it is that you have to get the Pirsumei Nisa, you're publicizing the miracle. So then, being that your prime Pirsumei Nisa is your family, so you could do it after the half hour too. And today, until midnight, you have people walking near your house. In most places, So that's why we're in fulfillment of most opinions if we delay it. It's not only because of our family, it's also because in the public, you still have people after a half hour. So again, to summarize, The reason we wait for the family is because we say that our prime pursuma nisa even today is for our family. And secondly, even for the public, most of the time you're going to get that too. So that's why we would wait for the family. And there's a third idea here. There was once a student in Merkaz Harav who came to Rabbi Shapiro and said, my wife wants me to wait with lighting Hanukkah candles until she gets back home from work. And I want to light at the right time, at sunset or when the stars come out. What should I do? Rabbi Shapiro said, wait for your wife. So he said, why? So he was like a little agitated because he felt like the rabbi was just telling him a nice answer. But he was like, prove it. So the rabbi said, well, the Talmud says if you have a limited budget and you will either buy candles for Shabbos or candles for your menorah, which should you do? So the Talmud says, buy Shabbos candles. Because the peace of the house comes before the... Oh, thank you, Sonnyman. We'll go on. Thank you very much. The peace of the house comes before the Hanukkah candles. That's the Talmud. The Talmud says you're gonna keep your lights off, you're going to bump into things, you're going to get annoyed at your wife, there won't be peace at home. So the peace of the home comes before the Hanukkah candles. That's what the Talmud says. So he said to him, so what do you want? The Talmud clearly told you, the peace of the house comes first. Your wife's going to get upset if you don't wait first. So wait for your wife. So that's the logic in that.
Okay. Wouldn't Hanukkah on the road in any case? There's a mitzvah for Hanukkah Nerod, so Hanukkah Nerod versus lighting the menorah.
So as far as that, you see, the Talmud didn't say that. The Talmud said Shalom Bayit comes first, right? The Talmud said, right?
Okay.
Okay.